Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to talk about a mini story that happened at the last two-day intensive. Stay tuned.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong. And in this episode, we're going to talk about knowing what you want. Because I see this over and over and over again. And let me give some context to this before we actually dive in. Because as some of you know, we recently just ran our two-day intensive in downtown Toronto. It was epic. If you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, you probably have been seeing some content around it. And by the way, we are doing another one intensive happening in June. So if you want to make sure that you are there and you want to see those details, make sure to follow me on Instagram and be sure to see that whenever that comes up. So one of the things that during these intensives is that I love to do these kind of like mini one-on-ones with people, deepen my relationship with people that are in the room. And, one of our students, Mike, he kind of pulled me aside and we were chatting about, all the things that he wants. And I said, hey, Mike, just tell me straight up, like, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? Not out of this experience, not out of like having a podcast or like, let's get out of the tactics for a second. What is it that you really want in your life? And he shared with me his vision. He shared with me what he wanted, like, out of everything. And, the thing is that his vision was awesome, but it was also very clouded. There were so many things, he wanted to do, coaching, but then there was speaking, and then he wanted to do retreats, and he wanted to do this, and this thing's giving him money, and then, he's thinking about maybe this is all not working, right? So there's all these, like, elements to his vision. And, I don't use this lightly, and it's not, certainly not an attack on Mike, but what I mean is that every one of us needs to get very, 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 very clear on what it is that we are going after. What is it that you actually want? Because why? Well, let's look at the other side of it. If you are unclear, right? Meaning if you cannot say with a straight face, I want A, I want B, how can the world ever, the universe, God, whatever God you believe in, Allah, how can they ever deliver that to you? How can they know what you want if you don't know what you want? It's kind of like being at the grocery store. It's kind of like this, right? In Canada, when you buy cigarettes, I don't smoke, by the way, but I know they do this in Canada, where in the convenience stores, you have to, they kind of hide all the cigarettes. I don't know if it's like that in the US or around the world, but they hide all the cigarettes, right? So what it means is that when you walk into a store, what you see is like, you kind of see like these whole shelves, but they're all like blocked. Like you don't see what's behind them, right? But they sell cigarettes. And what you have to do is you have to tell them, hey, I want, Marlboro's Light, or I want this brand of cigarettes. You have to be specific, right? Because there's different brands. There's the, I don't even know. I'm not a smoker, so I don't even know what the brands are. But, there's like the skinny ones. There's like the ones with more tobacco, or whatever. Like there's different ones, right? And so you have to know what you want, or else how could the other person on the other side give you that pack of cigarettes that you actually want, right? If you don't tell them what you want, imagine you're just like, hey, you know what? I like this. I like this. I like this. So tell me, whatever, like whatever comes first. What does that even mean? Right? So like, let's say I'm working at I'm like the teller or I'm like the person. I'll just like, okay, whatever. These are on sale or, these are the most expensive or no one's buying these. So like, I'm going to push this to him, right? Like now you get someone else to choose for you. Do you see that? You never made the choice. You copped out because you thought it was lack of clarity, or maybe you're afraid of, you know, saying it out loud, or you're afraid of stepping into it, or what that would mean for your identity or who you are. But what you're really doing is you're choosing not to choose. You're deciding, I'm going to leave it out of my hands. I will let the dealer deal me the cards that the dealer thinks is fair, right? And I think that if you go through life like this, that you're always going to be dealt hands that you're not exactly sure what to do with, and hands that maybe you never initially wanted. And I'm not saying, like, you know, I get it. Like, sometimes, you know, life deals you negative events or you know, things that you could not have foreseen. I'm not talking about those things. But I'm talking about, like, knowing what it is that you want. Do you want to be an authority or a celebrity in your niche, right? If you don't want that, then you don't need to look further into it, right? Like, do you want to one day be a writer? Do you want to one day be on stages? Do you want to one day have your own retreats or do your own talks? Like, what is it that you actually want, right? And I know some of you that are listening right now, it might be pushing you to get a little more clarity. And I do have a little bit of an exercise. I'll share that with you because I think everybody, by the way, should be doing this over and over again. It's to get clarity, right? Just because, like, you got to keep in mind goal setting and writing down your goals, or writing down, like, you know, all these, like, I do this every day. You know, I remember when I interviewed Grant Cardone. Some of you, you know, if you're on my YouTube channel or my Instagram, you probably are noticing we're repurposing a lot of the old interviews. But one of the things he told me, like, a long time ago, like, kind of like a little thing, you know, he's like, I wrote my goals down every day, 365 days of the year. Why would someone do that? It's to remind them what is it that they want. It's to also acknowledge that they're human, they're evolving, their energy, they're flowing. Just like I'm flowing with you right now, right? And if you listen to the last interview I did with John Assaraf, right? Listen to the interview. Did you hear what he said? I said, hey, John, how did you go from not making any money to making money, right? Pretty much. That was like the question, you know? He said, my mentor told me to write down all my goals, and he told me to read them every day and put my finger on each line, you know, so I could feel my words, so I could feel the pen or the pen going over the page. In fact, sometimes I rewrote it. Sometimes I read it out loud. Sometimes I internalized. Sometimes I meditated on it. Do you see that? It's like it's like this ongoing resource, right? My girlfriend and I, we share with each other our goals all the time, each week. In fact, we write down our goals and we put them on the mirror in the bathroom and we see them every day, right? And so these are many things that you could do to remind yourself that, you know, this is not just a one-time only special. Just because you wrote down your goals one time, you know, December 31st or January 1st each year, that's probably an indication of where you are right now, right? Remember in one of my earlier episodes or one of my recent ones, I said, you know, you're going to get everything that you want, right? But if you're going to do that, you have to know what it is that you want. You have to know what it is that you're choosing for yourself. You have to remind yourself. Because guess what? Life gets busy. Who has ever experienced life being a bit busy? Me, right? You, right? We forget. We forget. Sometimes we're not in the game. Sometimes we're reacting. Sometimes we didn't have enough coffee. Sometimes we have too much coffee. Sometimes we're traveling. Sometimes we're sleep deprived, right? We forget why we're in the game. But you have to choose. You have to choose what's important. You have to choose what are your priorities. And if for some of you, as I'm going through this, I know some of you are like, yes, 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 yes. I want to do this. 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 I'm going to do it all, right? Now you have to choose which one you're going to do first. You're going to choose which one leads to more impact, more money, more rep, because it's about momentum. You need to figure out how you get from this stage to the next stage, to the next stage, to the next stage, never losing sight of the vision that you're building. Does that make sense for you guys? I hope it does. You know, because this is the exercise, by the way, that I was telling my client, Mike, who is also a really long time listener of this podcast. So kudos to you, Mike, and I appreciate your support and just massively grateful for you. Here's the exercise. Write down on a sheet of paper what your 3-year vision is. Write it all down. What do you want your health to be? How much money are you making? How are you spending your day? How are you spending your nights? How are you spending your lunch? What type of business are you in? Who are you working with? Who are you making a difference for? How much money are you making? How are you treating your parents? How are you treating your friends? Are you what type of person are you? Write it all down. Go crazy, right? But, you know, another version of this is called the perfect day exercise, where they kind of break down parts of your day. It's kind of like, what time would you like to wake up every day? You know, what time would you like to go to sleep? You know, are you drinking coffee and tea? Right? Like, I think it's good too, but my experience with it is that no day, if you're an entrepreneur and you are a business owner, a lot of times your days, especially if you're under like 7 or 8 figure, like a lot of times your days are not so structured in the sense that every day is like the exact same. You know what I mean? Like my days are ever changed. Sometimes we're traveling, you know, sometimes I'm speaking, sometimes we're just moving Airbnbs, and sometimes we're going, right? Like it's moving. Sometimes I'm recording, sometimes we're writing emails. Like it's changing. Life is ever changing. It's evolving. We have to know what you want. If you know what you want, then you have something to shoot for. It's kind of like, if you know exactly what you want, it's kind of like the target, right? If you ever played like, darts, right? So you know that you're aiming for this dartboard, right? And you're standing, whatever, 20 feet away, and you're just shooting at it. You're shooting at it, right? Sometimes what happens? Sometimes you're going to hit the bullseye. Most times you're probably not, right? But no matter what, your arm direction, if you're like a, you know, decent dart person, thrower, your motion is still forward. Do you see that? Like your motion is still going towards the board. Your motion is still putting some points on the board, right? Even if you didn't get the bullseye, you might have hit the 3. You might have hit the 5. That's 5 points closer to your goal, right? Like that's how darts work. You know what I mean? If you don't know what it is that you want, it's the equivalent of me giving you darts and you like spinning in a room and just throwing at things. Oh yeah, I'm going to throw this corner. Oh, I'm going to throw at this person. I'm going to throw at this, right? Like you're just throwing at things. And no wonder you rarely ever hit the board. Focus. What is it that you are driving towards? What is it that you want in your life? What is it that you can shoot for? That, my friends, that is where clarity lives. And I'll end with this. One of my favorite quotes by a man named Philip McKernan, who's been on the podcast twice, by the way. Just look up Philip McKernan on the website. He says, when we lack clarity the most, that is when we need to take action. And I love that quote. But on top of that, I would definitely say you need to take action in the right direction. So know what you want and go after it. Be willing to stand up and take it. Be willing to say, hey, this is what I'm going after. This is what I want in life, and I'm here to take it. And that, my friends, that is going to help you become the thought leader that you know you need to be the emerging voice for the people that you're leading. And I hope you take that and be able to figure out what is it that you actually want and go after it. So I'd love to hear your feedback. I love to know what it is that you want. If you have any thoughts or feedback after this episode, I'd love to create a bit of a two-way dialogue here. All you gotta do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com, my website, and take a look at the right hand side. It says ask Jay a question or be featured on the podcast. Make a little recording there. Send me a little bit of feedback. Say, hey, you know what, hated the episode. You know what, you talk too close to the mic. Hey, you know what? You say this a lot. Whatever, right? Let me know your feedback. Love to be able to know what is it that you want, and love to know how we can make more content to be able to serve you and make you a better thought leader, better leader, and a better podcaster all around. So I can't wait to be able to see you guys in the next episode. We'll talk to you all very soon. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.